Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Ferguson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alex Ferguson. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferguson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten takes first base on ball four. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive towards short. Dugan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. Leibold hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Shorten, who is chasing the ball. Minoski reaches third base with a triple. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb has Minoski trapped. There's the throw to Severide and back to Ellerb, who tags Minoski for the out. Pratt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Pratt trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shorten hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Shorten reaches third base with a triple. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shorten scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferguson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Ferguson fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-2 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Minoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Shorten hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe hits a pop-up towards short. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Tobin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Liebold. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Van Gilder goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rule to Pratt covering second. The throw back to home, and Sisler is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Harris pinch hits for Alex Ferguson. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Russell now pitching. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellerb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. McManus reaches second base with a double. Ellerb moves to third. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0-for-3 in the game. Liebold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Liebold moves to second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pratt takes first base on ball 4. Liebold moves to third. Minoski moves to second. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Liebold scores. Minoski scores. Pratt moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-3 in the game. Dugan bunts towards third. Ellerb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pratt moves to third. Smith moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pratt tags and scores. Smith tags and moves to third. Dugan tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.